Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Well, it turns out that babies emit a smell to get aggressively loyal moms and mellow dads. That is an Israeli study. Fascinating. Professor Noam Sobel, he is a professor at the Weizmann Institute of Science, joining us this morning. Good morning. Thanks for doing so. How are you?
Good morning. Pleasure to join you.
So it's really absolutely fascinating. What did the study actually look at?
That's a good little distinction you added there. What did we actually look at? Because we did not measure the direct interaction from babies and humans, right? This is just the implications. So let me tell you what we did look at.
Right.
Humans, like all terrestrial mammals, communicate information through body odor. This is nothing new. We know this for a long time. And, you know, obviously anybody who ever walked their dog knows this quite well. You can see your dog go wild about mm-hmm. some other dog meters away. It's not that it saw the other dog. Dogs have poor vision. It smelled it. And, you know, we humans are a large terrestrial mammal. We also exchange information through chemicals. And in our lab, we studied this and how the brain processes this type of information. Now, here we identified one particular molecule. The molecule is called hexadecanal, but I'll call it hex mm-hmm. So we identified this one molecule called hex that's emitted. We knew in advance that it was emitted by the human body, and we found that exposure to hex indeed inhibits or blocks aggression in men and triggers or increases aggression in women. Now, When we first had this result in our first set of studies, you know, I personally was perplexed and suspicious of the finding. It just didn't make any sense to me at all. You know, the hypothesis was that this molecule might indeed reduce or block aggression as it did in men. But why would it go the other way? It just made absolutely no sense to me.
Yeah.
And here I should credit the lead author, who was a graduate student of mine at the time, now Dr. Eva Mishor, as she came up with the insight of, no, there is a place where this makes sense, because in the animal world in general, and definitely in the mammalian world, and unfortunately in the human world, male aggression, even paternal aggression, is sometimes directed at offspring. By contrast, female and maternal, especially aggression, is typically protective of offspring. So if you are an offspring, you have an interest in generating this molecule that will make men less aggressive and women
so
more aggressive, because it works both ways. So with that insight in mind, suddenly it all made sense. And so I said, okay, it now makes sense, but still I want to see this again. So we replicated the entire study, this time within an MRI scanner, so that we can investigate the brain mechanisms that enable this response. And two things happened. One is that it happened again. That was really cool, the finding replicated. And second, we also identified the brain mechanism. I won't go into detail now because this is a morning show. Right. But if you'll want me to say more about actual brain mechanism, I will. So then to finally close the loop, we said, okay, this now makes sense. We have a mechanism, but do indeed babies emit this? So we collaborated with a group in Japan that used an operation called gas chromatography mass spectrometry, or in short, GCMS. Mm. It's a system that measures volatiles. And they measured baby heads for us. And indeed, it turns out that hex is the most abundant volatile off the heads of babies. So that sort of closed the loop of this story, and gave you sort of a long-winded.
It's just so fascinating. I mean, the question I keep thinking or asking myself is, what do we do with this information? Because it is really, really just incredible. So ultimately what the study found, just in case our listeners missed some of it, is that, you call it hex.
ATX.
Is emitted from babies' heads, and it makes women more aggressive and protective over the child, but it calms men down. It's quite calming for men, which is just remarkable.
I have to agree. Again, you know, I'll slightly curb enthusiasm here in pointing out again that we didn't, you know, our experiment wasn't, we didn't take babies and expose people to babies, right? I mean, you know, that would have been technically complicated. So, you know, this is all still implied. We have to see if this actually happens in the real world, right? But the results were quite robust, right? This was not a nuance. It was a 20% drop in aggression and about a 20% increase in aggression. And in fact, it made the aggression levels cross. So upon exposure to hexadecanal, women became more aggressive than men, in our study. So, you know, it seems like a real effect. And as to your questions of what can we do with it, I can think of many things. You know, my wife says we should spread it over the Middle East.
I was thinking exactly that. Exactly that. You have one of those aeroplanes that send this around the place. You know, I was thinking prisons. I was thinking all sorts of things. You know, calm the blokes down. You certainly don't want the women more aggressive, but you certainly wouldn't mind the guys calming themselves down. What is it about male and female that, what is it in them? Is it hormones that react with it? What is it in men that makes them calmer and women that makes them more aggressive?
So here I'll go a bit into the brain mechanism we identified, and I'll try and keep it in very lay general terms.
Great.
So you can imagine a brain structure that's involved in sort of social appraisal, okay, and in sort of controlling everything, okay? And it happens, you know, I'll give this brain area a name, but that's not really important. It's in our study, it was the left angular gyrus. Mm-hmm. But there's this area in your brain that's highly involved in social appraisal. And it turned out that hex, activated that brain area equally in men and women. So no difference there. But then this area of your brain, think of it in general terms, it sort of controls the aggression circuit. Okay. It sort of keeps it in check. Think of it as a controller, and you have this entire brain network that is involved in aggressive execution, areas such as the amygdala, the orbitofrontal cortex, and the temporal pole. But, you know, again, the names aren't important. There are these three brain areas that are involved in this network of aggression and execution. Now, what we found is that exposure to hex increased connectivity between that control area and the aggression areas in men, but decreased connectivity in women. So to put this in super lay terms, imagine you have this control area that's inhibiting aggression. And in men, exposure to hex increased that inhibition, and in women, it decreased that inhibition. This is a bit sadly thinking of sort of aggression as the natural situation, right? So the default of the system is to be aggressive. And when you're exposed to hex in men, that default situation is curbed, but in women, it's sort of released.
Absolutely incredible. And it'll be fascinating to see where we go with a study and what ultimately happens. We do need to leave it there. Professor Noam Sobel, who is a professor at the Weizmann Institute of Science, talking to us this morning. I am absolutely delighted with that conversation and the whole concept about it. What do you think? 34519 or 0618951019. It's 8:56. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.